Yep. Thanks for helping out up there a little bit. Managed to work them on 10-meter CW, 10-meter sideband, 15-meter CW, and 15-meter sideband. And I can hear them pretty darn good. I'm surprised. I don't think they got an antenna for 160 up, not in this mess, the weather we've had. Kudos to them for having the guts to stay out there and do that. And I hope they don't get sick from it.
I tried to call him on the 10 meter CW frequency, and y'all were gone. So and then I tried calling him on the 15 meters. Is that where you went, 21 something? And I tried calling him there, and after I heard you talk to him, and I called him, and no answer there. So I guess it wasn't meant to be over this way.
It's an overly strong here, Ariel, but I could hear them very clearly talking. But as far as signal strength with all the static, it's probably a 5.5 along in that area. But of course, CW will punch through when nothing else will. But if he needs another contact down here on, I don't think he does. I think he's just looking for one in each band and each mode for bonus points in different states and that. But I don't really understand all of that. I just wanted to help out. But if he hears us and you want to try to make contact, I'm sure he'd holler at you if he's still got the radio on.
Well, I've already shut mine off. I went ahead and shut mine down after I tried a couple of times. And because I heard you talking to him. I didn't hear him, but I heard you talking to him. And I guess that was 15 meters. Is that where you were, the 21, when you went there? Is that 15 meters or is that 12 meters?
Yeah, that's 15 meters. 24 megacycles is 12. And we was on 21205. And then 21050 on CW, and 28305 on sideband up there on 10. But had a lot of fun with it, and I think it would be very difficult where you're at over there. I'm not too far from them here, really, as the crow flies, Rusty, so that gives me a definite advantage. And then I had the amplifier also.
I could have flipped my amp on too, but I mean, it was just a case of, I just thought I'd give it a try and see if I could, see if I could reach him and everything, but it didn't work out. So anyway, that works out, and all. I'm going to shut everything down here in a few minutes and go in the other room and watch a show on TV, and then I'm going to hit the bed early tonight. Got to be at church in the morning, so. And save my voice for that, because I got to. We're the choir is performing tomorrow, so. And you have a good rest of the evening, you and Bernice, and we'll catch you tomorrow. N0TRW2T 73s for now.
You got time for a quick question? I just thought of rushing.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, Bernice's profile on her hearing aids needs to be enhanced. Because it's deteriorated some, and someone tried to get an appointment set up at Costco's, and I was wondering how that Bluetooth works. If you got to have a microphone or anything, I thought I'd set that up on her phone, because, someday I might not be here, and she never carries the phone with her, but if she had that and was in the house, can she answer that, or she got to have a headset?
No, it can be done. It can be done with a with the it works fine with the having just the hearing aids hooked up to it. My other one did work fine. They haven't set these up to work for me yet. We haven't gone through to hooking them up, but it's Bluetooth and. It recognizes them just like it recognizes, one of these earpieces that you put in your ear that for your phone, a Bluetooth connection for that or something like that. It works on the same principle, Tom.
What? The Bluetooth? I didn't understand how it worked with the phone. Computer illiterate somewhat, but I understand how that works through the RF. But so she can just talk to her phone up against her ear or on the speaker phone, and then it'll still come into her hearing aids. Is that correct?
Well, she would just have to, you know, it comes into the hearing aids, and it you just have the phone in front of you where you can talk into it, and then everything comes through the hearing aids, and she gets it. If she's got both two ears, then it comes through both of them. So, and if you when you go over to Costco and you talk to the people there, they should be able to help set it up, because I mean they said they got her the hearing aids, and they should know how to set up the connection to the phone and what needs to be done.
We will do that, sir. Thank you. That's all I need to know, Rusty. And they're real good over there, and they got their own hearing booth, and then they program it with the computer, and you can see the graph of where her hearing needs to be enhanced, and yada, yada, yada. You know how the drill goes. Thanks, Rusty. Good night, and I'll catch you tomorrow. W2TN0TR73.
All right, you have a good one. I'm probably just going to go online here and do a early check in online to the 2 meter net so that I don't check in on voice. I'll catch you later, Tom. N0TR W2T.